Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. In Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 to 7, it says, "The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation.'" We often focus on parts rather than the whole. God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he does forgive, forget, and restore. Yet this doesn't mean that he ignores justice or sin's effect on individuals and families. When we sin, we hurt ourselves. When we sin, we hurt those we love. When we sin, we hurt all those around us. A sinful parent can injure a generation or more of children, making this life more challenging than it should be, and the next life unthinkable. We so often are so focused in on God's mercy and grace to us that we minimize our sin and the effect that it has on young people around us. Sin disturbs the fabric of human relationships. It affects our physical and mental health and has the capability of intergenerational destruction. Those who love hate sin. Let me say that again. Those who love hate sin. God alone sees the destruction sin imposes on humanity. Therefore, he alone is in the position to judge, and he will. Walking with God and hating sin and its effects are critical to a successful life. For now, the choice is still mine. But I need to understand my responsibility, not only for myself, but for those that I love and for the future generations. We look back at the time of Noah. During that time period, everybody that was alive understood who God was, and they saw the devastation of the flood. Yet for some reason, the faithlessness of people to come caused people to not even know who God is generations later. I have a responsibility to live in a fashion that demonstrates to the world around me who God is, not only for my life, but for those who are coming behind me for generations to come. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.